WTAW News time is 6:07. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. BTU customers will be paying a share of building new electric transmission lines throughout the state. General Manager Gary Miller recently told the City Council the construction cost has been estimated at $7 billion.
Primarily due to what is called CREZ, Competitive Renewable Energy Zone. And really what that is, it's the building of a lot of large transmission lines to get wind energy from West Texas into the load centers like Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, and on into our area and Houston, the Houston area.
BTU's share has not been determined and won't be until after October 1st. But for future preparation, the BTU board has recommended adding a line item to customer statements showing what they will be paying for that construction. Miller says base rates will remain the same. Three Bryan men with lengthy records of traffic offenses were arrested over a 12-hour period on Thursday, and they're out of jail after posting bonds.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says a patrolman caught 28-year-old Paul Sims Jr. cutting through a parking lot to avoid a red light at 29th and Villa Maria.
Found out that he has numerous convictions for driving while his license was invalid. They arrested him for that charge, and also he had like four children in the car, and two of them weren't in their safety seats. So he was also arrested for two counts of child safety seat violation.
Sims, who has 24 prior traffic convictions and enforcement actions, was also arrested for showing a fake insurance card. In a separate case, 32-year-old Alan McBrewer, who has 21 priors, was arrested for driving with a suspended license. That's after pulling over to let a patrol car pass during the midnight hour, then parked at the back of his car still in the street. And 33-year-old Angel Hernandez, who has 18 priors, was arrested for not having a valid license after officers say he did not signal a right turn. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next month, the College Station School Board will consider what to place on a bond issue this November. One possibility is a new aquatic center, something recently discussed by school officials and the City Council. Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney says he's been approached by natatorium supporters since he was elected.
Does our community need it? Well, the voters need to decide that. And as a council person, as mayor pro tem, I have a responsibility that when enough groups over a two-year period keep asking to talk to me about a natatorium to listen. And I was the one at a council meeting to bring it up for discussion. And that's where we're at right now.
The most expensive proposal calls for a $32 million facility with operation costs of $500,000 a year. 3 months since the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, volunteer opportunities continue. Karen Burnson at the West Long-Term Recovery Center says there are projects for individuals and groups.
We know that ongoing throughout the summer, we're going to need mowing. We had a couple of mowing days, and they were great, but we haven't had mowers around in a while. And with all the wonderful rain we've gotten, we're going to have another mowing Saturday. So, you know, bring your mowers and call up. Don't just show up, but call up. And we can probably set you up with some residents who could use your services.
More information about volunteering and making financial contributions is on the center's website, which you can visit by going to WTAW.com. And in addition to finishing up special session business, state lawmakers are also hearing from candidates for statewide office. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says it was an especially busy week.
All the attorney general candidates have contacted us. Greg Abbott has been in constant contact with our team, wanting to know where we are and where we stand. And the lieutenant governor, wow, that's a tough race. Obviously, you have Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst still in the race, and Todd Staples, ag commissioner, and all the things I've done with mine. You know, he and I have developed a very good relationship. Jerry Patterson, another Aggie. That's going to be a tough race.
Cassell and others continue to await the outcome of recommendations from a conference committee to work out a proposed constitutional amendment to provide more state highway money. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. This year, the Junior League hopes to provide school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 8th at the Brazos Center and HEB locations in Bryan and College Station for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you will consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Sunshine and very warm weather in the forecast for this week. High pressure stretches across the Gulf of Mexico and into the eastern part of Texas this morning. All that sun will lead to a high of 95 today. Could see a passing storm, a little bit of a breeze today. Generally clear tonight, a little breezy, 75 overnight. There'll be sunshine tomorrow. It'll be 95 to 100. More sunshine, and we're back up to 95 to 100 during Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Phil Mickelson wins the Claret Jug. Chris Froome wins the Tour de France. And the Cowboys start training camp. All that and more with sports. We'll hit it for you here at about 6:50.
Well, I could tell you had time off.
What?
Full of energy. No more of that languishing in bed until 7 in the morning. No.
No, not for me.
Oh, no. Up and at him, but... Zach did a fine job while you were gone.
Well, good.
Okay, so a wedding reception.
Not too good, I hope, though.
Oh, no, you didn't. I don't think he wants to be getting up to town. A wedding reception in England, of all places. It's kind of like these people move from Florida. Turned into a brawl when the best man pushed his way into the buffet line. Now, see, you can't be doing that. Then the bride's uncle decided to yell at the best man. And then he punched him.
And like you do.
Sure. Then the uncle punched the bride's sister, mother, and finally the father. I wonder if the uncle had a snoot full. I'm just saying. 8 cop cars and 2 police vans reported to the scene. The uncle was arrested.
Those aren't cop cars, Scott.
Oh, that's right.
They're bobby vehicles.
That's their little bobby things, yeah. No place to put their guns.
Nope. They don't have any.
I know. The uncle obviously sounds like a troublemaker. So
certainly.
Just saying.
Maybe he's from Arkansas.
He could be. Then on Saturday, a helicopter took off from a field at the Edward Lashire Park. That's the home of a minor league baseball team in Massachusetts. In order to set a world record for the highest elevation baseball that has ever been caught. Making the attempt was one Zach Hampel, a baseball collector who has caught more than 6,800. What? Has caught more than 6,800 Major League Baseballs in his life?
My guess
must get a lot of games.
No, my guess is he goes to minor league games and does this as a stunt.
I see. Yeah, okay. You're not like in the stands.
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's done this at Major League Baseball parks, too, since 1990. He wore full catcher's gear for safety because the ball is traveling at 95 miles an hour when it reaches the ground.
That's terminal velocity.
Yes, after seemingly, well, if it's a person, it'd be terminal velocity.
Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, my goodness. Saying, you
know, very nice.
I learned that from physics. Anyway, after seemingly losing sight of the ball several times, he leaned back and made the catch successfully, topping the previous record of 822 feet. The new record is now 1,200 feet.
Wow.
So if you want to set the record, obviously you're going to need a friend who can put the ball up there. And I mean, 1,200 feet, that something has to be said for the person who is the pilot and the person who dropped the ball. Too.
True.
Information.
Wondering if it was a white baseball. Wonder if he made it like fluorescent yellow or something, or orange, so that it's easier to pick up in the sky.
It's got to be off-white at least.
Something, I would think. Because you don't want to lose it in the lights or the sun or whatever.
It's a heck of a way to make a living, though.
Well, it is, yeah.
One play.
Yeah, we're done.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Well, there you go. It's 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's day number 203, 162 of them left to go. It is Ratcatcher's Day.
Cool.
Ratcatcher's Day. Actually, there are two Ratcatcher's Days. One is on the 26th of June, and unfortunately, we failed to celebrate that, so we'll catch it today.
So how do you celebrate Ratcatcher's
Day? Well, it all has to do with that Pied Piper thing, that Hamlin deal, you know. Remember?
Oh, not St. Patrick?
No.
That's
that.
A whole nother.
It is, yeah.
That was the day. Snakes.
I know.
Some sort of critters that didn't need to be there. Anyway, but, I have a son who has a birthday today. He's too old for me to tell you how old he is. He's actually he's 37. Wow. Okay, here we go. All right, you got birthdays.
Way to think about it in front of everybody.
I know, really.
You
yes,
are super dad.
I already sent the card.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Robert, happy birthday to you. And also today is the full moon. The buck moon is what they call it when it's a full moon in July. All right, birthday.
All right, Madison Pettis is 15. She's on the Disney Channel's Jake of the Neverland Pirates. Selena Gomez is 21. A.J. Cook from Criminal Minds is 35. Colin Ferguson is 41. Tim Brown, retired Oakland Raider, who loves Aggie Land in his towel, is 47. Yeah. Shawn Michaels, the heartbreak kid from the WWE.
Oh, of course.
He's 48. David Spade's 49. John Leguizamo is 49. Strangely, not terribly funny with stand-up, but does a ton of voiceover stuff.
He does,
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emily Saylors from the Indigo Girls is 50. Keith Sweat is 50. Willem Dafoe is 58. Not William, don't mess it up.
It's not.
Albert Brooks is 66.
This is a funny man. This is a funny
man. Yes, he truly is.
He is the Super Dave Osborne's brother, of course.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't know that for years.
Yeah, yeah. He's a funny guy.
Don Henley is 66.
From
the Eagles.
Somewhere up in southeast Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Danny Glover is 67. Hmm. Richard Davies from Supertramp, 69.
Yeah.
Of the Parliament Funkadelic fame.
Uh-huh.
George Clinton is 72.
Really?
Yep.
Still alive. Okay.
Yep. Let me see. Alex Trebek, the world's smartest man, is 73.
And he's got the answers in front of him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And Tara Stamp is 75.
Oh,
he played in Seinfeld, Get Smart, Superman 2.
Yeah. Lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
Bob Dole.
I miss Bob Dole.
Yeah, he's 90.
Sorry about that.
I don't miss him, but anyway, he didn't have his birthday.
And, don't make Bob Dole mad.
That's right. And Nurse Ratched, Louise Fletcher.
No kidding.
Remember, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That was on this weekend.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Maybe in celebration of that.
I watched part of that.
Very very fun movie, that's for sure. So, it's 620.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so there's a groundbreaking study by the National Research Council, and it has warned that subsidies for solar, wind power, bioenergy are virtually useless at quelling greenhouse gases. Now, it's estimated that the federal government has spent some $48 billion, your money, in just the past 2 years on, quote, tax expenditures, all related to this green energy sector. Yet after a survey of expert literature on the tax and subsidy topic, coupled with extensive customized computer modeling work, the study declared, quote, their combined impact is less than 1% of total U.S. emissions over the next 25 years, wasting all that money in the name of climate change. We could help rebuild Detroit and more for less.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620,
hey,
WTAW.
Honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Bigger Apple devices may be on the way. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple is testing bigger screens for its wireless devices. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal Apple has asked its Asian suppliers for prototype smartphone screens larger than 4 inches and tablet screens that measure nearly 13 inches diagonally. Apple often tests new product designs, so it is unclear whether the larger screens will ever be available in iPhones or iPads. Radio Shack is looking to raise new financing. The Wall Street Journal says the electronics chain has hired the investment bank Peter J. Solomon Company to help with its finances. Doctors and safety experts remind parents of young children to be careful about where television sets are placed. The Child Injury Prevention Alliance says there's been an increase recently in incidents in which kids have been hurt by falling TVs. It is not clear from the data whether newer TV sets or older, heavier ones are knocked over more frequently. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2. Now through August 18 at participating stores, limited time offer.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online, and we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Hey, it was pretty nice. Most folks got some rain yesterday. Obviously needed. We could use some more. There's a 20% chance of showers today, but probably not. So it'll just be kind of warm and now more humid. 96 today. Then we'll climb up toward 100 by the time we get to the end of the week. No mention of rain in the forecast at all after tomorrow, and our low temperatures, about 77. Yeah, that'll be the low. Anyhow, winds right now from the south at 5, 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 77.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 73113, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When you understand the science of persuasion, it becomes a lot easier to convince people to do what you want them to. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Attention business owners, salespeople, and marketers. Get the edge you need to separate the good business-to-business prospects from the so-so prospects fast with a free trial from Hoovers.
Hoovers allows me to be a lot better at what I do.
And most importantly to me is a description of the organizations and then multiple layers of contacts.
Business owners, salespeople, and marketers are busier than ever. That's why you need Hoovers to find the key decision makers, get their direct contact information and selling points to get their attention and earn their business.
It's extremely important to make a good, solid impression because I can't win a deal on the first meeting, but I can certainly lose a deal. And by having the information that I can get from the Hoovers portal and having it span so many different areas, it's a great tool for me and it's really helped me.
For a limited time, you can get 50 free B2B leads and a 24-hour free trial. Call now, 800-226-0017. Don't wait, 800-226-0017, 800-226-0017.
Persuasion is not so much an art at all.
Turns out it's an out-and-out solid science, 50 years of research.
Dr. Robert Cialdini, author of the book Yes, says, for example, very often when you stay in a hotel,
there's a little card asking me to reuse my towels and linen. Typically, they say, do this for the environment. We put signs like that in hotel rooms, and we contrasted that with another kind of sign. It was the majority of guests who stay at this hotel do reuse their towels. That increased compliance with the request by 32%.
Why? Because a key principle of persuasion is
people are willing to do what they see others like them doing, just as that sign showed. Another thing it says is that people are willing to move in a particular direction if they see that failing to do so will cause them to lose something.
For instance, in an experiment, homeowners were offered a free energy audit, and after the audit, half the homeowners were told,
if you insulate your home fully, you will be able to save 75 cents a day. The other half were told, if you fail to insulate your home fully, you'll lose 75 cents a day. 150% more people insulated their home under loss language than gain language.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Since his election 2 years ago, College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney has heard from supporters of a new aquatic center. That led him to a recent council discussion with school district officials.
It's going to take more than just Carl Mooney to put an auditorium in College Station. It's going to take a solidified effort from a lot of different groups. What are the benefits to the community? Well, some of them are obvious. Hotel occupancy tax. Certainly sales tax revenue would increase also by the result of having a natatorium that is well-planned, well-operated, and probably operated by the school district as we're looking at it now.
A natatorium is among the options the College Station School Board considers to place on a November bond issue. Sometime after October 1st, BTU customers will be paying more. The Bryan City Council was given an update recently from BTU General Manager Gary Miller about the $7 billion cost of building and bringing electricity here from new wind energy farms in West and North Texas.
Whatever our cost we incur, we will pass. And we do exactly the same thing on our fuel rate currently. Whatever our fuel costs are, we take those out, we pass them directly through to the customer. We're calling this a regulatory charge. And it would also include any state and federal fees or penalties or newly imposed fees or penalties. So these are all costs that are mandated by state or federal agencies that we really don't have any control over whatsoever.
Miller says base rates will remain the same. The council had no initial opposition to the recommendation from the BTU board changing billing statements to add a line item showing the customer charge for building the wind farms. Back out on the streets are three Bryan men who were arrested during a 12-hour period last Thursday, who have a combined 63 prior traffic convictions and enforcement actions.
Officers stopped 33-year-old Angel Hernandez for not signaling a right turn. That led to his arrest for not having a valid license. His record indicates 18 priors. 32-year-old Alan McBrewer was arrested for driving with a suspended license after officers noticed he parked in a driveway with the back of his car out in the street. McBrewer has 21 priors. And 28-year-old Paul Sims Jr., who has 24 priors, was arrested on multiple charges. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that includes warrants from past violations.
He had two warrants. One was also for driving while license invalid, and the second one was for an unsafe lane change.
Sims was stopped after driving through a parking lot to avoid a red light at 29th and Villa Maria. He was arrested for driving with an invalid license, giving officers a fake insurance card, and not having two of his four children riding with him in safety seats. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Who will win next year's Republican Party nomination for Texas governor? State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says that's been among the topics of conversation in Austin since Greg Abbott made his formal announcement last week.
All speculation now is a runoff and trying to figure out which two will end up in that race. Greg Abbott has done a great job as Attorney General, and you know he obviously has the lead in this race. It'll be interesting to see how Mr. Paulkin does, but you know, $22 million and counting on Abbott's war chest is going to be tough to overcome.
Cassell says he and his staff have also heard from the campaigns for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. And victims of the West Fertilizer Plant explosion 3 months ago continue to ask for assistance. Karen Burnson at the West Long-Term Recovery Center says you can make donations by going to their website.
You can click on donations and go to our little Meet the Need tool. We go down, scroll down, and we click on needed items. Anybody can register and see what specific residential needs there are. And when you register and you see, like, perhaps you can fulfill a window air conditioning unit or something like that, right now I think we have 54 needs posted.
Burnson says groups and individuals are also welcome to perform community service projects. Go to our website, WTAW.com, for contact information. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 77 degrees. This is the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. Should be a warm one. We'll find temperatures today up to around 95. It'll become breezy. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. Clear, breezy tonight with lows around 75. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 75. We'll have sunshine during the day Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Very uncharacteristic baseball.
It really and truly is for the Rangers. We'll get you caught up on Rangers baseball, Astros baseball, Bombers baseball, the Tour de France, and the British Open. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So, a conspicuous visit to Iowa has kind of sparked a new round of speculation about Ted Cruz and what his political ambitions might be. He was in Des Moines over the weekend, along with Rand Paul of Kentucky. It was a conference for evangelical pastors. And he, you know, went ahead and talked about it there, and then also on the Sunday shows, this whole thing about whether or not he was going to run for president.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah.
He says, quote, "We're having a national debate about which direction the country should go, and what I'm doing now is trying to participate in that national debate. I'm not focused on the politics. I've been in the office all of seven months. The last office I was elected to was student council, so this has been a bit of a whirlwind. Howsomever, when pressed on the idea of could he be elected president because he was born in Canada, his answer was, quote, my mother was born in Wilmington, Delaware. She is a U.S. citizen, so I am a U.S. citizen. I'm not going to engage in a legal debate. The facts are clear. I can tell you where I was born and who my parents were, and then, as a legal matter, others can worry about that. I'm not going to engage. Why are you bringing that up if you're not going to think about running for president?
Yep.
Just, you know, if you put those two quotes together, then
he's running.
Go. Yeah.
You know it. I know it. He knows it.
All right. So Rick Snyder, who's the Michigan governor, pushing back on the whole idea that the federal government should bail out the city of Detroit to avoid bankruptcy. He said, quote, I do not view that as the right answer. Thank you, sir. Thank you for saying that. The right answer is bankruptcy and dealing with the debt question. Again, thank you for doing that, for actually saying that. Because, of course, the people in Detroit are just livid. They are absolutely livid because they are not going to get their super fantastic pensions. And he spoke to that on another one of the Sunday shows, talking about that, saying it was a tough decision to file bankruptcy. But it was the right decision because ultimately what we need to do is get better services for the 700,000 people of Detroit, and there were no other viable options.
How about they tighten the belt like we did in College Station?
Yeah, well, the bankruptcy the bankruptcy is about the unfunded portion of the pension liability. The funded piece is safe, and he explains that. He said right up front he hopes that the judge will appoint someone to represent the city's retirees so that they can get what they are supposed to. But you know what happened is Detroit decided to mimic what the unions were able to do for the auto workers, which I guess you can expect because after all that's what Detroit had always been about. And it was going to be, you could tell 10 years ago that it was going to be a tremendous problem for the pension funds of the car dealers. And General Motors, if you'll recall, had to dump it. I mean, they did.
Well, they just kept kicking the can down the road.
Well, and people lived longer, and health care expenses went up, and so the promises that had been made just could not be fulfilled.
Right, obviously.
So as a result, they had to back down from that, and the city probably saw it coming at that time then. And then, of course, the auto industry decided they needed to move elsewhere, and so Detroit got whammied by that as well. You know, it's just and they.
Well, and how high were the taxes, though? That, you know, could they have done something to keep them?
Right. Mm. And last week we talked about, you know, the mayor is Dave Bing, who was a very popular professional basketball player there, and has taken on the mantle of trying to do this thing. And he had said, we need to shrink the size of the city. We need to bring people back to the core of Detroit.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
Well, what you have to do is the government has to provide housing for those people that is closer to the center of the city.
And tax incentives to get businesses to move from the suburbs.
Right. Because things had gotten so bad in the area, say, 12, 15 miles from the city center, that it was just not feasible to go out and, quite honestly, put a fire out or to answer a police call. And you hate to think that that's the truth, but that's what it was. And then you kind of let the city reform from its core. And there are any number of cities that are trying to move back to their core. You can look at Houston, which really had a great downtown, but people were never used to walking around. Well, you know, now they're walking around areas in Houston, and
yep.
They have done that. Atlanta did that.
Atlanta is beautiful.
It is,
my opinion.
Well, downtown Bryant did that.
Sure, exactly. And in the case of Atlanta, what they did is, with the exception of Turner Field, they brought all their athletic teams back home. They brought them back into the city so that literally you could walk across the street from one arena to the next. And you're seeing that mindset in Houston as well. So that's what cities are trying to do, is bring people back in to live in those areas. And Detroit has to try to do that. The problem is that the government's probably going to have to be more involved in that than in the cities that we've talked about. I mean, that's kind of the way that things have to be. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, let me see. Now this guy who got elected president. Wow.
That Obama?
Yeah, you know, he made...
Captain Vacation?
Yeah. President Obama's impromptu remarks on the whole Zimmerman case now made big headlines on Friday.
Well, you know, I was really mad when I first saw, like, the key points.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you ignore the parts that were really incendiary, he did make some good points that I think were important. But it would have been a lot easier, I think, for half the country to swallow if he had found a less offensive way to say what he was saying.
Right. Well, and, you know, again, I just call it the Bill Cosby speech, which is, you know, what Bill Cosby has been saying for 20 years. Quit standing on the corner in $150 tennis shoes and go get a job. Now, I understand that you've got some trials and tribulations that a lot of people don't. And the whole idea of, I know young black males walk by and, you know, they hear car doors click, women clutching their purses. I mean, there's certainly some things that are going to be long-term anger in there, long-term anger.
Well, too, though, I mean, I think it's important. I don't know if people always realize that I'm going to lock my car door. I don't care what color you are. If it's nighttime and I'm sitting in my car, I'm going to lock my car door if there's somebody walking around,
you know?
Or I've had people cross the street when I was walking. It's not, you know, I'm not black.
Because that's the first thing I think of when I see cat walking.
Yeah, well, I'm right. Just saying, because I've had friends who are just really upset and feel like, well, it really, you know, someone crossed the street, but I want people to know that, well, people cross the street with me and I'm not a threatening looking person, and I've been followed around in stores before and I've been followed by police. I was walking with a friend of mine to a park the other day, and we sat down at a park to rest, and a policeman drove up and parked his car there and just sat there for a long time. It was obvious he wanted us to leave, but I'm obviously a pale person, you know, it's so...
A pale person.
Really, you couldn't mistake me for not a white person.
All right, but...
Unless I was albino or something.
With all due respect, you haven't had to put up with that for 15 years of your life.
Okay? No,
not
I'm just
every
saying...
every day for 15 years of your life. And that's what the... And that... See...
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Right.
I'm just saying not every single time is going to be due to your race.
Truth be told... All three of us have no right to speak to this.
Well, I've experienced racism in South America.
Well, okay, I understand.
I know what it's like to have people make fun of how you talk. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to have people make fun because you can't speak correctly. I've been stabbed in the hand with a compass. So I know what it's like to be called names because of how you look.
So,
or if you go to India and everybody asks you for money or begs money off of you because you're whiter than everyone else. Like, I would say that's racism, too. Like,
in a way, yeah. It's.
I mean, they're looking at you, they're ignoring your darker friends and asking you for money or trying to sell you stuff continually.
They figured you were the source of revenue, right?
There you go. Yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to somebody who came up with a pretty interesting comment. Because, and you're right, probably the most incendiary thing that the president said was that Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. Okay?
At Harvard?
Yeah. He wasn't at Harvard 35 years ago. But now my question is, Mr. President, would you allow your daughter to date Trayvon
Ooh.
Martin? Now, would somebody ask that question?
Yes,
would
sir.
You?
Well, you know he's going to say yes.
Because what angers me...
You know that's what he's going to say.
What angers me is the protests that we've seen have this little 12-year-old fresh-faced boy. Okay, that is a false image. That is not who this person was. And he may have been that way at 12, but he wasn't that way when this situation happened. So it's... and we can't solve it by talking about it. And you can't legislate it.
See, I've been sitting and thinking, well, what could we possibly do to try to make things better? And I know one of the things that is frustrating about it all, first of all, it is such a complex and complicated issue now. Now I have Hispanic friends who are coming out and saying, Hispanics are not white. Like, so there's just so many different angles to all of it.
Sure.
The last one might be a stupid idea, but I thought, well, what can I personally do? Okay, I can see if churches would become more blended, maybe that would make things better. I feel like the church has a big role in trying to bring healing to this area. My other thought was, me personally, I have education, so I can try to take what I have and mentor inner city children. Mm-hmm. But like, that's, I'm only one person. I don't know how to do all the legislative stuff. My other idea, which might, it sounds really stupid to me, but I just thought, how would I reach the largest number of ignorant people? Mm-hmm. What if they made, is a big deal right now. Okay. If they did a reality TV show that was something like, I don't know, called Family Values and would show different races of families, just like show what their values are, what their struggles are, what they're working towards. I don't know. Maybe then people would understand other races better. But, you know, white kids in a family don't know what it's like to grow up in a black family, and I don't think black kids know what a white family is like, you know?
Sure. Well, we got to go, but the idea, I mean, the reality show's not a bad idea. The thing is, though, what prism do you see it through? Who decides what the prism is?
And who's going to watch it?
Right, and then who will watch it? And you've got to get the people who don't understand that lifestyle to not only watch it, but then embrace it on some level. And it's like so many other hardcore social problems. You can't solve it overnight, and you have to want it to be solved. And there will always be racism. There will always be ignorance. There will always be the anger that is associated with racism. And that's always going to have something to do with our society. Every once in a while, we'll have these crystallizing moments like the Trayvon Martin situation. But it's never, ever, ever going to solve anything. Never. All it does is raise our awareness of it. It's 11 till.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford, discount $11,000, or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got a new Ford Fusion for $298 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
With no close runners-up, crepe myrtles are our finest flowering shrubs and small trees. They're handsome at all seasons, from their summertime blooms to the fall foliage, also the winter trunks. They bloom for several months, May through September, and they come in all shades of red, pink, white, purple, and lavender. Depending on the variety, mature heights range from 2 to 32 feet. There's a crepe myrtle for almost any landscaping need. Crepe myrtles require full sun to perform to their maximum, and they handle the heat. What more could you want? We'll be back with details of choosing and using crepe myrtles right after this message. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its dual action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no spray concentrate formula and your tree is protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water or pour it from a bucket or sprinkling can over your tree or shrub root. All sizes include built-in measuring cups. The insecticide dissolves in the water, moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and potted plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. It's Bayer Advanced. Tree and shrub. Protect and feed. Ask for it by name. Your first considerations in choosing a crepe myrtle have to be its mature height and its color. It's really critical that you choose a variety that grows only as tall as you want so that you won't have to trim your plants back to keep them in bounds. One of the things that makes my skin crawl faster than anything in the world is, Neil, how far can I prune back my crepe myrtle? You don't want to do that. Don't ever use pruning as a means of height control. Once you've decided on a mature height and then the color, choose the variety that best suits your needs. Buy plants while they're in full bloom. That would be now, to ensure that you're getting exactly the colors that you want. Transport your new plants carefully, protecting them from highway winds. Plant them immediately when you get home. Once you have new plants in the ground, water them. Nitrogen is the other key to rapid growth of your new crepe myrtles. You'll have to hand water new plants their first summer, maybe 2 years. They've been grown in very porous planting mixes containing large amounts of bark and compost. That's partially because nursery stock grows well in that mix, but it's also because it's lighter in weight to reduce costs of shipping. However, it dries out much more quickly than native Texas soils, hence the added attention to irrigation. You want to apply a high nitrogen or all nitrogen lawn type fertilizer to stimulate the most rapid growth possible. You'll only need 1 or 2 tablespoons per plant initially, but mature plants can use 1 pound per accumulated inch of trunk diameter. You want to fertilize them in April, June, and September. Scatter the fertilizer over the entire root zone and water deeply after each feeding. Crepe myrtles are genetically shrubs. They all are shrubs. Left to their own accord, they will grow multiple stems and quantities of horizontal branching. However, we found many years ago that we can train the taller types into small trees simply by removing unwanted branches and trunks and by keeping new sprouts from developing. Unfortunately, about that same time, people began to think that crepe myrtles needed to be topped, and that's absolutely not true. That's the quickest possible way to ruin your crepe myrtles. Get into a garden center now and take a look at the crepe myrtles. They're glorious, and this is their time. I'm Neil Sperry, and our next Plant Talk Texas, the ways that we as gardeners misuse water. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Phil Mickelson is celebrating his first British Open title after firing what he called the best competitive round of golf in my career.
It's a special moment to be part of the great history of this championship. It's a great accomplishment for us as a team and for me in my career to win this championship that has been the biggest challenge. This has been the biggest challenge for me to overcome and capture this championship, this trophy.
Lefty closed with a tournament low 5-under 66, including birdies on 4 of the last 6 holes to mount a successful charge and win the Claret Jug 2 shots clear of Henrik Stenson. A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin will join other Southeastern Conference coaching counterparts for the ESPN Car Wash, which they will appear on multiple ESPN programs throughout the entire day, and they'll spend the entire day on the ESPN campus. Sumlin will appear along with most of the SEC coaches starting at around 11 o'clock. G.R. Hensley's Grand Salami lifted the Bombers past the Woodlands in baseball yesterday, 14-2. They're surging, and so is the U.S. soccer team. They reached the semifinals of the Gold Cup by demolishing El Salvador 5-1 for the ninth straight international win. Americans are heading to Arlington, Texas for Wednesday's Gold Cup semifinals match against Honduras, who beat Costa Rica yesterday 1-0. In Major League Baseball, the O's swept the Rangers 4-2. Matt Winters had two hits, scored twice, and helped the Orioles move to a season-high 13 games over 500. Tillman gave up 2 runs and 6 hits while striking out 7. Here's Rangers skipper Ron Washington on getting swept.
Very uncharacteristic baseball. Plays that we usually take pride in making, we just haven't made them. And sometimes the game find you in that position. But we're going to keep grinding.
Astros need to keep grinding, too.
Franklin with a swing and a well-hit ball. Deep to right field, down the line. Goodbye, baseball. A grand slam home run for Nick Franklin.
And he doesn't play for the Astros. Mariners rolled past the Stros 12-5 yesterday. That extends their season-best 6th straight victory. And here's Bo Porter's take on what's going on with the Stros.
A double play that's not made, that's not turned. And instead of it being 2 outs and nobody on base, it's 1st and 2nd and nobody out. And again, the inning continues to snowball, and you look up at the end of the inning, there's 7 runs.
On now to Dallas Cowboys training camp. The director of Jerry World thinks the Cowboys are ready.
We like our team. We like our coaching staff. We have, and I have, great confidence in our head coach and direction of the team. The facts are it's just time to get going, and it's time to be doing the things that at the end of the day, what has to count, and that is being as good a shape to open up with the Giants as we can be.
But the big question is the $108 million Tony Romo ready.
I used to throw for 345 days a year because I always just felt like you couldn't duplicate those days you missed. You know, every day you missed, I felt like I needed 7 straight days to get that day back. And so I don't know that you can ever get that back. Saying that, I did everything I could to get myself ready to go and to help this football team take the next step.
Tony Romo was actually waiting in California when the Dallas Cowboys arrived for training camp, finally returned for the first training camp after the practices in what he called, quote, uniquely running mountains to get back into shape for the season. Defensive lineman Tyrone Crawford, however, may be out for the season after possibly tearing his Achilles tendon in the first day of training camp. The team is awaiting MRI results. And finally, Chris Froome won the 100th Tour de France on Sunday and immediately vowed that his victory wouldn't be stripped for doping as Lance Armstrong's were. Quote, this is one yellow jersey that will stand the test of time, end quote. None of the 100th edition podium finishers, Chris Froome, Nairo Quintana, and Joaquim Rodriguez, have ever failed a drug test or been directly implicated in any of cycling's doping scandals, which is actually quite a nice change of pace. That's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off